This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from Christopher Harris on CBS News. He has the byline. The headline reads, police arrest a kelp man accused of stealing more than 90 manhole covers. DeKalb County Police arrested Kalen Watley earlier this month on charges of theft of government property. Since September 2nd, police say there have been 5 incidents involving the theft of at least 91 manhole covers. Those are really heavy.
I bet you Kalen's a big person.
He must be.
Working out.
Investigators say they finally got a break in the case when a witness, when a witness in Rockdale County recorded 2 men removing manhole covers, placing them into a 2020 Nissan and driving away. They identified the owner, linked him to other thefts, and then later did a traffic stop where Watley was arrested. He is charged with 8 counts of theft of government property with additional charges likely. I want to know the motive.
It may be just a big old fat case of because.
Is there, I mean, can you resell manhole covers?
I mean, can you melt them down? Can you, I mean, art, I have no idea. This is what I'm thinking right now, is that it said in the story that there was recorded evidence of 2 men stealing the
manhole cover.
Manhole covers. Mm-hmm. And I want to imagine it was sent to the police, and one of the more junior officers said to maybe like a lieutenant, and they said, do you think these are our guys? And the lieutenant goes, yeah, I think that's our guys.
Because we got them on video?
Yeah. I don't really think this isn't an underground syndicate.
We're never going to crack this case.
Yeah, exactly.
We're never going to crack it.
Oh, that's my cousin, Leroy. Okay, great. This one is just like, I don't even, honestly, Jane, it sounds like a compulsion. Like you guys steal something.
I want to follow up on this.
Yeah.
Because I am genuinely curious what you do with 91 manhole covers.
Maybe we can get Kalen on the show.
Could be an art project. Who knows? That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.